Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to the 10th and final episode of Crime Fighters, click on the link. Zawadi is still in a coma after being stabbed and left for dead. And Candy, her loyal friend, has been doing everything she can to help the police catch the attacker. Tembo, an IT expert working for the police, has found an important phone number and address. It belongs to the person who sent the last message Zawadi received on the Hot Girls website. Zawadi had secretly set up a profile there showing pictures of herself almost naked. In today's episode, Justice Wins, we join the police as they visit the mysterious caller, J.M.M.
This is the address the phone number Tembo gave us was registered to. I wonder who lives here.
Well, we'll find out very soon.
Please state your names.
I'm Officer Fred Obi.
And I'm Officer Sally Bessel. We are from Mawatu Police Station.
Oh, come in, please.
The first less welcome.
Thank God it's you, officers.
Nina, you're here. We saw your number on JMM's contact list, but we didn't expect to find you at his house. What are you doing here?
I was invited to this private party, but I was starting to feel a bit uneasy about being here.
Nina, whose place is this?
It's Honorable Mopate's house. He's holding a party for the girls.
The girls? What girls?
He contacted some girls online and asked them to bring their friends. I came because the party sounded fun. But as soon as we got here, they took our smartphones away.
Probably so no one can record what goes on.
And what made you feel uneasy about being here?
Honorable Mopate got really drunk and a bit strange. He was showing us some photos of other girls. There was one of Zawadi naked with him in this very pool.
What?
They seemed to be having a party. And he was boasting about Zawadi and telling us that no one messes with him.
Where is Honorable Mopate now?
He's over at the swimming pool. Do you want me to take you there?
Yes, please.
It was getting complicated, Candy. That's why I haven't been in touch. Listen, after we last talked, I was given a stern warning to stay away from you while the investigation was still ongoing.
Does the fact you're here mean that the investigation is over now?
Almost.
Wow, that is good news. You know, all the things I found out about Zawadi have made me feel wary of all my friends.
I thought you and I were more than just friends.
Yes, I thought so too, but not anymore. I think you're too busy for a relationship, Tembo.
I'll make time for you.
Plus, I need to focus more on school and... Excuse me. Hello, Miss Ketu. Any news about Zawadi? Yes? What? Really? Oh my gosh, I'm on my way.
What's going on?
It's Zawadi.
Shh. It's my boss, Inspector Mundo. Hello? Yes, sir. Great. Good news, sir. Yes, sir, I'll be there right away. Goodbye.
Was it about Zawadi?
Honorable Mopate, all we need is to ask you a few questions.
I'm welcoming you to my party and you just want to work. When do you ever relax?
How well do you know the girl in this photo?
I don't know her at all. No, wait, I remember. Isn't she the one who was stabbed? I think I saw her picture in the papers.
So you've never met her?
No.
Have you ever talked to her online or by phone?
Why are you asking me these silly questions, officer?
Honorable Mopate, we found your number in her phone records and a text message. It said, "Baby, no need for this. Let's meet tonight and we'll figure something out."
Do you know who I am?
Sir, nobody's above the law. A young woman was stabbed not far from here and you are the last person she contacted. We have every reason to want to talk to you.
Are you accusing me of something?
Excuse me. Hello, Inspector. Yes, sir. We are still at the house, sir. All right, sir.
Is everything all right?
Mopate, you are under arrest for the attempted murder of Zawadi Ketu. Huh? You have the right to remain silent and you are free to call a lawyer. Fred, Zawadi just woke up. She told Inspector Mundo what happened the night she was stabbed.
Really?
It was Honorable Mopate. He tried to silence Zawadi because she was blackmailing him. She threatened to tell everyone about their affair if he didn't give her more money.
Really?
Who do you think you are, eh? Coming to my house and disrupting my party?
Sir, you have to come with us.
First, I'm going to make some calls. Then we'll see whether I still have to come with you.
No, sir, you have to come with us right now. The party's over.
No, it's all right, girls. This is just a small misunderstanding.
Switch that music off immediately.
Hello, dispatch? Yes, we need backup here. That's right. We are at the Mawatu Prestige Villas, number 27. All right. Thank you. No one leaves until the other officers arrive. We need to get all your details.
You've improved so much since last week.
Yes, I'm doing much better. The doctor says I should be released soon. I wasn't sure you'd come back again after the way you left last week.
Well, I was happy you were awake, of course. Mm-hmm. But I was so angry at you for everything you had put us through.
No.
And I was so shocked by all the things we discovered. Zawadi, you joined an escort website, you slept with a politician, and then you tried to blackmail him. In the end, this man even tried to kill you.
Candy, I'm so sorry I hurt you and so many others too. I was taken in by a scam email. I needed to recover the money I'd lost, and I ended up caught in the dark side of the internet. I never imagined it would spiral out of control the way it did.
I'm not even the one you should be saying sorry to. Think about Matu. He spent 2 weeks in jail. The police thought he was a suspect, and now he knows you cheated on him. I know something terrible happened to you, Zawadi, and I'm really sorry about that. But you also made some really bad decisions. You should have been much more careful.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I have to say that while I was working with Tembo, I learned so much about safe internet use, especially how to protect my data. Things that I'd never even thought about, like always logging out of my computer and smartphone.
I'm glad you see it that way. I'd never have imagined I could fall victim to an email scam. I thought I was too digitally aware just because I was on Twari, the social media site. I knew all about the coolest online trends.
Yeah, it just goes to show anyone can be a victim if they're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
But now you know. Yeah. Next time you have a problem, especially online, you need to talk to someone offline. Someone who can be objective.
Yeah. I know that now.
Zawadi has learned her lesson the hard way. She'll still have to work on her broken relationships and win back her parents' trust. But every bad event has a silver lining. Honorable Mopate is being charged with attempted murder. The police are taking cybercrime more seriously now, and Zawadi and her friends have learned to be responsible on the internet and in decision-making too. That brings us to the end of this series. We hope you had a great time listening to Click on the Link, a crime fighter's story written by Wanjiko Mwaura. You can listen to all the episodes again and to our other series on our webpage, dw.com/crimefighters. Goodbye for now and take care.